a number of pro-government news websites, including the Fars News Agency, which is closely tied to the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, Rosemary. They all reported initially that a homemade hand grenade had been thrown at the convoy as the Iranian president was traveling through that western town of Hamadan on one of his frequent provincial visits around the country, and that somebody had been detained shortly after that blast. Then we got, within a matter of hours, statements coming from the Iranian president's team, rather, from his spokesman actually saying that there was no hand grenade whatsoever. This was, in fact, a toy firecracker, the kind that children might play with, that nobody had been injured, and that Western media was blowing us all out of proportion.
Just after 6, we got a call into our dispatch center that we had a single-engine aircraft that had crashed here northwest of Deer Valley Airport into the citywide pest control business. The plane was quickly consumed with fire. We dispatched our crews. When we got here, we found a small plane, like I said, that was fully involved with fire. Our crews quickly deployed hand lines. We were able to get that fire under control. Fortunately, it did not spread to the building. We don't have any kind of hazardous material issues out here with the plane or with the business. Unfortunately, we have one person, the pilot, it appears, has lost their life in this crash. We are trying to determine if we have anybody else that was in the plane.
I think it's important to point out that at least 50% of the oil that was released is now completely gone from the system, and most of the remainder is degrading rapidly or is being removed from the beaches. The conclusions, key conclusions of the report, is that the vast majority of the oil has either evaporated or been burned, skimmed, and recovered from the wellhead, or dispersed. And much of the dispersed oil is in the process of relatively rapid degradation. A significant amount of this is a direct result of the very robust federal response efforts.